72 degrees now at the CBS Broadcast Center on LA's Miracle Mile. The Dow down 46 points at the bell at 13,125. NASDAQ an 11-year high of nearly 2 points at 3,076. And the S&P 500 down nearly 3 at 1,403. The yield of the 10-year note at 2.29%. Apple coming off an all-time high, down just over $3 at $602.50. Taking a look at some of the other movers today in the banking space, B of A moved at 1 cent at $9.82. Goldman Sachs down 3 cents at $125.99. And Citigroup shares down 28 cents at $37.80. Hewlett Packard today on a business restructuring announcement, moving lower by 52 cents at $23.46. Oil hovering near $106 a barrel, and Chevron down $1.17 at $107.91. ExxonMobil down 59 cents at $86.01. Disappointing housing news today sent the home builders mixed. We see KB Home, based in L.A., down 24 cents at $11.31, and Ryland shares of 26 cents at $20.15. Joining us live now, Ed Wedbush, president of Wedbush Securities in the heart of downtown Los Angeles. Ed, thank you very much for being with us. And we also heard from Ben Bernanke today saying the Eurozone debt crisis isn't over. Give us your synthesis of what we got here with the stock market today.
Yeah, thank you, Frank. Good afternoon. The actual presentation, in my opinion, from Mr. Bernanke was actually very positive, because he made this very important comment about the large banks not hiding any significant or further losses. I think that's a real positive, because it's very difficult to read and understand, even for our sophisticated investors, the actual condition of the balance sheet of a bank. I believe it has a real positive outflow into community banks as well, and the prices of some of the community banks today were very favorable.
Right. Certainly, we've seen a rebound in the banking stocks. So what is your view of the bank stocks at the moment?
I would be a buyer of the community bank stocks at this point in time. There's a lot of them that are still selling at very depressed prices. Many of them are selling below tangible book values, and some of them are selling at very low price-earnings ratio. There's literally hundreds of community banks across the country that are attractive buyers, in my opinion.
All right. I know way back when KB Home was around $5 a share, you said on a speculative basis to go for it. Now it's above $11 a share. What's your view of the home building stocks at this point?
Well, I would be a little bit cautious about the home building stocks because of the dramatic rise they've had in the last 3 months. It's been about 100% or more. And yet, at the same time, I believe the outlook is still favorable. So I would look at the home building stocks in any kind of a decline or sell-off that we may have. The news that was out today was negative, and it didn't impact the industry at all, in my opinion. But any time we would have a decline in the home building stocks, I would be a buyer.
All right, we got the NASDAQ at an 11-year high today. The tech stocks certainly been on a roll. Apple coming off an all-time high today, but some of the other big tech names have seen rather impressive gains. What's your view of the tech stocks here?
I would some of the tech stocks like Hewlett Packard and Cisco and so on, I would be favorable there. But some of the so-called internet stocks, and possibly including Apple, I would be a little bit cautious. Apple's one of the more favorable ones because of its strong financial condition, but the price-earnings ratios of many others in this industry are tremendously high, and so I would be very cautious at this point.
All right, any other specific places where you'd be putting money now or taking it off the table?
I would be very cautious towards the gold stocks, as I've mentioned previously. I believe that at best we're going to see stable prices for gold. I would favor looking at the airlines. The airline load factor is very, very high, and the prices are steadily going up, and I believe that the revenue situation will help profitability in the airlines. I also, on a speculative basis, would look at the solar stocks. They've been dramatically down for the last year, and including the last couple of months, and it's been driven by the price of what's called solar voltaic cells and the international competition there. But that whole list of securities is attractive on a speculative basis, in my mind.
Given the tremendous run we've seen for the overall market and the way investors have been burned over the past couple of years with some pretty steep sell-offs, ironically, in the month of May, riding high in April, shot down in May, are you in the camp you're planning to maybe sell in May and go away this year?
Well, your comment was referring to gold.
No, just the overall market with the run-up in the market we've seen.
I misheard you. Anyway, my point here is that the overall market has had a pretty good rise, and can it be sustained? The real most important evidence is the earnings. The earnings have been nothing short of dramatic in my mind, and if these quarterly reports continue as they are, then this market rally could be sustained. But if we have some breaks in the earnings, then we could expect a setback for a while at least. But the overall performance of the market has been very favorable, and I think shows investors the confidence that we should have in order to go forward.
Ed Wedbush, president of Wedbush Securities in downtown Los Angeles. Ed, thank you very much for joining us live right after the closing bell here in the KNX Business Hour. This portion of the